The North Carolina Supreme Court hears arguments today in a case that could stop executions in the state. Death row inmates have filed a class action lawsuit against Governor Mike Easley. They say Easley should not make their clemency decisions because he opposed their appeals when he was the state's attorney general. From member station WUNC in Chapel Hill, Brent Wolf reports.
Last month, the North Carolina Supreme Court stopped an execution so it could review the governor's clemency power. Governor Mike Easley started in politics nearly 20 years ago as a district attorney. The Democrat then served two terms as attorney general before becoming governor this year. Attorney Kirk Osborne represents a man Easley sent to death row when he was district attorney. Osborne says the new governor should not be the last person to decide whether his client lives or dies.
He is not an fair and impartial decision maker. He served as counsel for the state, opposing these defendants in direct appeal and post-conviction proceedings. And if he were a judge, he could not make the clemency decision if a judge were empowered to do that.
Lawyers say roughly half of North Carolina's 220 death row inmates had appeals ongoing while Easley was attorney general. They're relying on the Due Process Clause of the Constitution in their lawsuit. In 1998, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in the case of Woodard v. Ohio that clemency must follow minimal due process rules. University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill law professor Louis Bilionis says minimal due process includes things like an opportunity to be heard.
And there's much precedent in the law to support the basic proposition that an unbiased, impartial decision maker is one of those base minimum requirements that the Due Process Clause guarantees.
Lawyers for the death row inmates say they don't know how impartial Governor Easley can be, because they don't know how much of a role he played in opposing capital appeals as attorney general. The state has executed one man since Easley became governor, but Easley isn't talking about the issue while it's still in the courts. Currently, Alabama, South Dakota, and Virginia are the other death penalty states with governors who served as state attorney general. Richard Cullen, a former attorney general in Virginia, says attorneys general don't usually do much direct work on death cases.
The day-to-day filing and preparing the briefs is done by counsel in the attorney general's office without any real hands-on supervision by the attorney general. The attorney general's involvement in Virginia when I was there was with the governor during the last day or two when he would be determining whether or not to grant clemency.
In Virginia, Cullen's office won an appeal of the governor's right to make clemency decisions, but that was before the Supreme Court's Woodard decision. Still, Cullen says only a governor should decide clemency.
I would doubt seriously that a governor can delegate the awesome, unique power to grant clemency. That's the job of the sovereign in each state.
However, attorneys for the North Carolina death row inmates say the governor should delegate the decision to the lieutenant governor, and they maintain the state constitution doesn't prevent that. In Texas, for example, George W. Bush delegated clemency decisions to the lieutenant governor when he was out of state. Both sides in the North Carolina lawsuit expect the case ultimately to end up before the U.S. Supreme Court. For NPR News, I'm Brent Wolf in Chapel Hill.